You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Where is the accountability? Where is any sort of caring about championships? I can't find it. Can you? It's Carlin. It's a lightning round at 800-919-3776. 800-919-ER. ESPN. On Twitter, it's at Chris Carlin. On Instagram, on TikTok, it is That Guy Carlin. It is me and you for a half an hour. So you really should get on board right now because we don't have a lot of time to do what we need to do. So let's go. There are a few things at work here, folks, after we listened to Brian Cashman speak earlier today. The goal is to win a championship, but it's not a mandate. You know how I know? Brian Cashman told me so.
It's very hard to maintain a successful team on a year-in and year-out basis. The easiest thing to do would be to turn it down, break it down, and live to fight 3 years from now or 4 years from now. But that's not in our DNA. That's not in our category. And so we're going to continue to churn through it and try to maintain. And that means, you know, at the same time, foregoing in certain cases certain things along the way that other teams have a chance to do to, you know, turn back the clock and live to fight another day. But that's not what New York is about, and that's not what Yankee fans deserve. They deserve a chance every year to take a shot at a World Series title by getting yourself in the postseason and seeing that, quote unquote, whatever can happen in postseason can happen. And you're seeing some of these things play out already, as you do every year.
Hey, you deserve a chance to roll the dice in the postseason. You don't deserve a chance to necessarily lock in a championship. There's no such thing as locking in a championship. We understand this. But at the same time, when Brian Cashman says something like that, it tells you exactly where the Yankee mindset is. Win our 90 to 95 to 100 games and get into the postseason, and we'll see what happens. And look, the Rays just lost. That's exactly what this is about. There is not a mandate to win a championship. It is a goal to win a championship. But if we don't get there, we don't get there. But look, we've still had a lot of success. We've had chances at it. It's hard to win. It's hard to be competitive every year. And we don't have the luxury of tearing it down. Good for you. Good for you. You don't tear it down year after year. And they've done a great job to make sure that they were competitive year after year. And I agree, it's not easy to win consistently. That doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about what the successes have been when they haven't been the ultimate success. And it no longer is necessary to win a championship to be considered successful around here. That has changed, and today was another indication that that is the mentality. You deserve a chance for us to get in the tournament, but we can't really say that there's going to be much fallout if you don't get in the championship and don't win a World Series. There's not going to be any fallout from it. All right, this year, what are they going to do? They're going to change some players. Guys, if you're upset that Aaron Boone is coming back, you're really not getting upset about the right things. It has zero to do with the manager. It has to do with the construction of the team. And if you listen to Hal Steinbrenner and you listen to Brian Cashman, they are squarely putting all of the blame on the players. Okay, but you at some point have to acknowledge that when you're expecting players to be different than they actually are, that's on you, bro. That's on you. And when you bring in Joey Gallo and you talk about his athleticism and how he has been somebody that you have wanted to trade for a very long time, and he has the lack of production that he did, you can't be surprised because this is Joey Gallo. Boy, that athleticism, it is truly on display as it was each and every one of the 88 times that he struck out and was walking back to the dugout as a member of the Yankees in 188 at-bats. Here's the mentality for the Yankees right now. Analytics have gotten us so far, and they've been good, but they haven't quite been good enough because they don't really translate into the postseason. So you know what? Let's just do it more. Because everywhere I read that the Yankees are more likely to double down on their analytical approach than to scrap it. That's fine. We all need to accept that analytics are not leaving. Information is not leaving. And in that crux, I don't disagree. I want to have more information. That's great. I just can't base all of my decisions on one thing. And we can talk about the teams that are winning championships now and the ones that are competing for a championship right now and how analytically driven they are. Here's what it tells me. They're doing it better than you are, and you need to figure out why that is. It's not going anywhere, everybody. Small ball ain't coming back. That's not what this is. I mean, in one vein, there's so much double talk in what goes on. In one vein, there's Brian Cashman saying that we want to be more contact-driven than we actually are. And in the other vein, he went out and traded for Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo doesn't make contact unless he hits a home run. Stop with being, you know, contact-driven. Blaming the players is fine because a lot of the players did not get the job done. And I have no problem with getting on them. But let me ask you a question. At what point does Cashman actually get blamed? He can stand out in front there today and say, you know, I didn't get it done or it's my fault. And he didn't even directly say that, but he did in some ways. But there's no actual fallout from that. Just saying it really doesn't do anything. All that does is kind of disarm the media. Disarm questions coming his way. Which there's nobody better at disarming than Brian Cashman. Nobody better. So, I ask you simply this question. He has 1 year left on his contract. If the Yankees don't win this year or don't get further than they got, if they just go to the wild card and it's one game and out, is Cashman out? The answer is no. We all know it. If the Yankees don't make the playoffs, do you think Cashman's out? I don't. I think they might as well go ahead and do a contract extension now. In fact, I think a Brian Cashman contract extension could get done before the season even starts because he's not going anywhere, folks. He's not. He's the fifth Steinbrenner. That's all there is to it. All right, my friends, how about this? Join me Sunday, November 7th for a live broadcast and Giants viewing party at Resorts World Catskills. The live broadcast begins 11 a.m., goes until kickoff of the Giants and Raiders. Five listeners will be treated to a VIP weekend, including a Saturday night casino hotel stay, Sunday live broadcast, and personal viewing party with me at Sportsbook 360 with food and beverage. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to score a VIP spot. That's 888-987-ESPN. It's all from Resorts World Catskills. Bet on sports, win big on live table games, and feast at celebrity-inspired restaurants. Visit rwcatskills.com. Can't wait. We are going to have an absolute blast. Make sure that you are there. That is Sunday, November 7th. Here it's 800-919-3776. Lightning round until the Islanders Blackhawks at the bottom of the hour. Buddha in the Bronx is starting us off tonight. Buddha, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Cat Daddy? You know, when you said Cashman disarmed the media, I immediately thought about B Rabbit and 8 Mile, the way he disarmed the free world. The only problem was he's won the battle. You know, Cashman is a funny guy. You know, he's a, like you said, he's the fifth Steinbrenner. It's absolutely horrible. He's telling you he did a bad job when he said that the players didn't get the job done. You put the players on the field. I mean, Boone did the best he could with what he had, you know, in my personal opinion. I don't think he should have been fired, you know, especially the way he kept the team together.
He's not the problem.
He's not. You know, one thing I don't understand, though, is if they don't want the fans to scream for that pound of flesh, why did they not make this announcement like a week ago? Like, they kept this guy blowing in the wind. You got the people who wanted to get, see him go thinking that he was going to go. And then you put it, it's just like, listen, I know that, listen, my Jets, they've had Izzik, they've had McCagnon, worse, bad, and then now they got Joe Douglas, TBD, to be determined. So I can't complain, you know, as a fan, about what the Yankees have done, you know, per se. You know, they've been to the playoffs, and they've been right in it here and there. But, I mean, the bar has been lowered so bad.
Well, but
bad
that's the point. That's the point, Buddha. Them being in the tournament and being in the mix, like, that's good enough. That's good enough. That's where the bar has been moved to. And I've gone through that one chapter and verse. Let's call it what it is. Brian Cashman moved that bar after George was no longer in the picture. After he had passed away years later, a couple years later. You know what? It's not about winning a championship every year because that's just unrealistic. Now, we get that. You can't expect a championship every year, but there is no accountability when you just simply make the playoffs and you're out after one game when you spend what you spend. We can talk all about how the Yankees players, Michael was talking about this earlier, and it's true, but it's even more damning on Cashman. The Yankees players, if you took them and you looked at the Red Sox, how many of the Yankees players would start over the Red Sox at positions? Two, maybe three, maybe. Well, who's that a bigger indictment of? The players or Brian? I would argue it's a bigger indictment of Brian. Marvin in the Bronx. Marvin, what's up, baby?
First of all, Chris, if I don't win, I might show up anyway and hang out with you. Second of all, I have not forgotten the bet I owe you. You will get your money. All right?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I doubt you. Now, listen here, all right? The problem I have with the Yankees, you know I'm a lifetime Yankee fan, is I don't think Aaron Boone has the fire in the belly to be manager of the Yankees. That's my personal opinion. And the other thing,
why do you think that is?
Gerrit Cole.
Why do you think he has that fire? He doesn't have the fire in his belly when the guy got, what did he get thrown out, 8 times this year?
Yeah, but actually, there's just something about his demeanor. And that's just a personal thing, all right? Mm-hmm. I've watched Billy Martin. I go back to Ralph Houck. And I've watched different managers over the years. It's just a gut feeling I have, and I may be incorrect. But the other thing is Gerrit Cole. If it's a big game like that, and I'm paying you that kind of money, look, in 1964, Bob Gibson lost 1-0 on Friday. Sunday, he climbed out of the bullpen and set the Mets down and took the Cardinals to the World Series. I'm not expecting a guy I'm paying that kind of money to go 2.5 innings.
No, listen. Hey, Gerrit Cole, in that spot, you are paid to be brilliant. You are paid to carry your team home. And he didn't. And he's going to have to make up for that. That was a rough one for him. And I don't know what it was, but he better figure it out. And as far as the manager stuff, we've gone through this, Marvin, chapter and verse. Billy Martin ain't coming back. He ain't walking through the door. That's not happening. These guys, it's a whole different scenario now. We were all stunned, not just because of the age, but because of the demeanor and the strategy of the manager that Tony La Russa came back last year. Were we not? Stunned. Absolutely stunned. Sal in Valley Stream is next. 98.7 ESPN. Sal, what's up?
What's going on, Chris? Hi, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Sal. What do you got for me tonight?
Oh, thank you. I got something on the Brian Cashman conference. I was so happy that, you know, the Yankees brought back Aaron Boone, you know, because I thought the Yankees were going to fire him. You know, I was watching the live stream today of Brian Cashman's press conference. I thought the Yankees were going to fire Aaron Boone. You know, I was happy when they brought him back.
Right, yeah, you were happy, but
years. Yeah, but things changed. I knew they were going to bring Aaron Boone back. Because I was, you know, today I was listening to Adam the Bull, and he said he was right. The Yankees were going to bring Aaron Boone back. I didn't know if they were, but yes, they did. What do you think, Chris?
I think it took too long, and I'm glad that they brought him back because he's not the problem. And when you say that it why did they leave him twisting in the wind all that? Well, it wouldn't shock me if Aaron Boone held out to get the third year, because the Yankees did say they felt like he would be one of the top choices. And for what they're looking for, they already know what he is. They already know. So why bring in somebody else at this point when you're not going to hire a manager who is going to go off on his own all the time and be Buck Showalter and want to call the shots himself? You're not doing that. So why not bring back the guy that you already know what he's about? 800-919-3776, lightning round. Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Chris? So really quick, I agree with what you're saying. And, yeah, like you said, we've gone through chapter and verse about every single thing with this Yankees team. The fact of the matter is Cashman's here. Aaron Boone is staying for 3+ years. Whatever it is. But what I want from the Yankees is actually tangible. I want them to look into my eyes, and I want them to label their mistakes. Hot exists, and the fact that you don't believe in it is a problem. You've already admitted to all of us that an all right-handed lineup, it doesn't work because you went out and got two lefties. You haven't said it out loud. I would like you to say it out loud, but the fact that you did it was enough. But I need to look at it and say, hey, the guy who had the idea for all righties, Johnny Poindexter in the thing, that was his mistake and he screwed up. I just need you to own it. Tell me your mistakes. Tell me why. Tell me what happened with these analytics, why they messed up, and admit to the mistakes and move forward.
You know what's hysterical to me, Cullum? We've heard this over and over again from Brian Cashman. Is Aaron Boone allowed to go off and do what he wants? Yes, but if he doesn't follow the numbers and it doesn't work, he better have an explanation as to why. Okay. Hey, Brian, when you're bringing in players and they're not good, don't you owe an explanation as to why it didn't happen? Like, who do you explain that to? What? If Aaron Boone's answering to you about going and doing something that you didn't tell him to do, how about the guys that you bring in, you actually have accountability for?
Yeah, like completely. Like, it's not that hard to just admit your mistakes. And that's all I'm asking for. I know a lot of Yankee fans are asking for a pound of flesh and all that crazy stuff. I've never seen a losing season in my life, so I'm not one to complain about what the Yankees do on a day-to-day basis and how they run their team. I don't have that ability to. But I do see things that are clearly, obviously problems, and you're just sitting here telling me that it's not a problem and we're just going to get better and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Tell me what you're going to do and tell me why the heck it didn't work in the past.
Well, look, you didn't get a lot of that today because they don't know why it didn't work. That's the bigger problem. They don't know why it didn't work. That's what baffles me. We want to be more athletic. We want to be more contact-driven. Well, we brought in Joey Gallo. He's more athletic. Athletic doesn't matter when you're not on the base paths. All right, he's a good outfielder. That's great. You brought him here to hit home runs, and you're now surprised when all he did was hit a few home runs, and he actually got into a streakiness, and he struck out a ton. Like, that's what he is. That's what he is. Rohan in the car phone. Rohan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Good. How are you? I got to go. Let's go.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go.
I think the Yankees are using the wrong kind of analytics. They're trying to beat the Rays at their own game, but they're not the Rays. They have a history. They have players. They have Monument Park. They cannot trade all these players early like the Rays do. They're going to Wander Franco is not going to be a Ray in 4 or 5 years. He's not going to go. They're not going to have any Hall of Famers. You can't serve both masters of trying to be the Rays in analytics and...
I don't care about being the Rays in analytics. I care about being better at it. They're not good at it. They're not good enough at it. It hasn't translated. Rich in Brooklyn. Next, 98.7 ESPN. 20 seconds, Rich.
Hey, listen, I have no problem with bringing Boone back. My thing is that I'm not a big fan of Sons of Owners, man. And I think that... Steinbrenner, I mean, he would set the fire under everybody's behind if it was this type of situation, and I don't think fires are being set at this time.
I don't think that. You're right to say that there is not an edge here from Hal. I don't need him to be George. I just need there to be accountability. I don't have a major problem with Hal. I would just like to know that winning a championship actually matters. Because right now, it doesn't feel like that's the case. It feels like it would be nice, but it doesn't matter. Lightning round out. Carlin out.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.